Blog Talk Radio.
And John Pokemon here on Blog Talk Radio and the Altate Explosion Radio Network. It's that good old Double D, Dennis Daniel, and I'm here to get you ready for tonight, because tonight it's about one word and one word only. That word, survival. And we are just a few moments away from possibly one of the biggest events of the year for WWE, and that is, of course, Survivor Series. It has been a staple in WWE since the late 80s, and tonight it all comes down to one team walking away triumphant with everything to hold, but everything to lose as well. And we're going to get you ready for tonight's massive pay-per-view event with the second annual Countdown to Survivor Series. We're going to be running down the match card for you guys and giving you guys our predictions on who will walk away the big winners tonight. Now, let's first turn our attention to a match that was made this past Monday on Raw. It is a fatal four-way tag team match for the WWE Championship. It is a fatal four-way for the WWE Tag Team Championship. We will see current and defending champions Golden Stardust compete against Los Matadores, the Usos, and the unique team of The Miz and Damian Mizdow. Now, what is a tag team fatal four-way match? It's like it said. You will have members from each team competing, and the first one to score a pinfall will become the tag team champions. So let's look at the teams that are competing. Golden Stardust, the current tag team champions. True, their gimmick is bizarre and have confused a lot of people as of late, including yours truly. But that weirdness, that level of bizarre, is what kept them champions through the last 2 months in WWE. After winning the title from former champions, the Usos, they have found their cosmic key and have proven to be a very dominant team in the ring. So could we see them walk away with the title again tonight? We'll find out a little bit later on. And then you got Los Matadores, Diego and Fernando, along with El Torito. These acrobatic aristocrats of the Matadorian lifestyle have proven themselves worthy of a tag team run in WWE and have even headlined at one of the tag team events for WrestleMania 30. But then you got the Usos, the former tag team champions. They won the tag team titles the night after Elimination Chamber from legendary tag team, the New Age Outlaws. And throughout that summer, have proven themselves very dominant, competing against teams like the Brotherhood, Harper and Rowan, and even Ryback. So will they be able to reclaim their title and become a two-time tag team championship team? And then you've got The Miz and Damian Mizdow, the student and the master. Everyone loves Mizdow. In fact, you could say Mizdow Mania is going to run wild tonight at Survivor Series. Will we see this Miz mockery help his awesome teacher become a tag team champion? Now remember that The Miz is a multiple-time tag team champion with partners like The Big Show and John Morrison. So tag team championship matches are no first-time thing for The Miz. So we could see the tag team championship become awesome tonight at Survivor Series. In fact, we actually have some audio from a conversation with Golden Stardust following their matchup this past Monday on Raw.
A dark matter for me here on Raw.
The Miz, Gold, and Stardust.
Huge win tonight for Gold and Stardust heading into Survivor Series, the big fatal four-way for the tag team championship.
Look at the stars! It's a map!
Oh, yeah, it's stars.
Alcor. Alcor.
about Alvin from Alcor, right? Alvin from Alcor. He said, Stardust, let down your hair. Wait, no. Alvin let down his hair. And do you know what I did? I ripped it out of his head. Ms. Dow's good at making people laugh. Golden Stardust are good at making people cry.
Ms. Dow, Matadors, and Usos will fall to Golden Stardust. So let that be written. So let it be done. Survivor Series.
Hey, look! Look! Here I come!
Yeah, well, actually, I've talked with Alvin of Alcor, and, you know, that kind of actually did happen. But anyway, nonetheless, the brothers Gold and Stardust are very confident in their ability to retain the tag team title tonight at Survivor Series. Could we see it happen? Or will someone else possess the Cosmic Key, which apparently does not open a garage locker door? Wait, moving our attention, again, another sibling rivalry in the WWE, of course, is that of Brie and Nikki Bella. As we all remember, at Hell in a Cell, Nikki defeated Brie Bella in a matchup and gained her abilities as a servant for the next 30 days. Well, that comes to an end tonight, but that could still prove to be a critical factor as Nikki Bella challenges current Divas Champion AJ Lee for the Divas Championship. Now, this match is unique because these two girls have been playing a mental one-up game with each other ever since the following night on Raw. This past Monday, we've even seen a little bit of a imitation, if you will, with Brie coming out dressed as AJ Lee, and then the following Friday on SmackDown, AJ Lee coming out dressed as Nikki Bella. So as you see, we have two girls who really want that championship. Now, who could walk away the winner? I got to give it to AJ Lee. AJ Lee is just, you know, in the zone. But you got to watch out for Nikki, especially with Brie still in her service for the next few hours. This could prove to be the fatal flaw that Nikki needs to win the Divas title from AJ Lee. Well, anyway, let's turn our attention to one of the matches that's going to be, you know, a barn burner. Just because these are two guys that are so like. And that is, of course, Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt. Two of WWE's most deranged superstars will clash tonight in what many are going to herald as the match of the evening. But this match got a unique beginning. It actually started at the Hell in a Cell match between Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. It looked like Dean Ambrose was going to finally get revenge against his former Shield brother when all of a sudden the lights went out and we would see, well, let's go to the video, or in this case, the audio.
Every time that I look at you, I can't help but see my own deranged reflection glaring back at me. We both are victims of a system that makes men torture. Things that would make others cringe, grimace, sight people like you. This world is not made for us. Think about it. What happens next, you tell me? But understand that I am not your brother, and I am not your friend. The sins of this world I walk on a daily basis. I'm going to dismantle your mind and feed on the spoils.
Where is Bray Wyatt? Bray Wyatt? Bray Wyatt?
Bray Wyatt likes to play mind games. My mind is a very dangerous place to be.
We jumped in this fire together.
You're vultures.
Why did you run away from me?
You're throwing my head.
I felt alive.
I'm dying.
I could have been shifted.
I'm a coward. We were ruined.
But now everybody that offense can be left.
It's all blades. Twisted and turning.
I like it when I feel blood pouring out of my head.
And I hear it hit the canvas.
What's it take for me
anymore?
Those things are over.
I feel my fingernails digging in the forehead of somebody else.
You're gonna wish you were dead.
Drugs took my mom.
Seriously, what are you trying to get?
I'm feeling alive.
I'm just a sick guy. I did everything I didn't get shit for.
Why do you keep watching me?
If you push me, it gets ugly real fast.
So I'm gonna rip his heart
right out of his chest.
death and throw us against the wall.
We're gonna get burned.
We're gonna get burned
by a flame that you're flying way too close to. It's gonna be dyed if you go to hard mode.
You don't have the right to take it away.
I ruined this game.
But you let me out
of Bray Wyatt likes to play mind games. People who can't handle the volume being turned up just a little bit. He's a manipulator. Preys on weak-minded people.
Dean Ambrose! Ambrose attacking Bray Wyatt! Ambrose couldn't wait to get his hands on Wyatt! Dean Ambrose is not coming in peace! And Wyatt retreats from the lunatic fringe!
Bray Wyatt sure as hell isn't going to put me out of my misery. I'm not going to give him the satisfaction when I go down. I'm going to self-destruct gloriously. I hope there's a special place in hell.
Society tells us that we are all imperfect in our own special little way. We're all to be accepted for who we are, to fit in the norm of law. When someone is different than Dean Ambrose, someone would rather spit on them than throw a dollar in their direction.
Why wear a mask? Dean Ambrose, he waves it around for the world to see on a daily basis. He is nothing like any one of you. Dean Ambrose is like me. Creature, an animal, monster! I know what it feels like to have something breathing right in the midst of your closing hand. And I can feel right now what that power is like.
You want to talk about demons? Every time I step in the ring, I'm fighting demons and ghosts, and they're a lot scarier than Bray Wyatt.
Dean Ambrose admits he knows that he is a sinner, and he is!
I am the light you have been searching for your entire life!
Yeah, I made a lot more enemies than friends in my career. I got a rap sheet a mile long in this business. You want to call me a sinner? Fine, I'm a sinner. I've done a lot of dirty, despicable things to a lot of people, and I don't apologize for any of it, because I ain't trying to be anybody's hero.
Nothing to fear, Dean, because you have nothing to lose. There was a time, though, wasn't there, Dean, when you did have something to fight for, when you had safety and security with the shield. That love was ripped from you, and it has left you now like a fish out of water, gasping for air.
I like fighting. I like adrenaline.
Riding the edge of the lightning bolt.
I get a sick thrill. I'm pulling my broken body up off the mat. Spit blood and pieces to throw in more punches. And I'm not scared to go down any dark alley with Bray Wyatt.
Don't you know who I am, Dean?
I healed Eric Rowan.
I healed
Blue Copper, and I can heal you too.
Take my hand.
What do you have to lose, Dean? I mean,
your own father.
Cops took my dad.
Turned his back on you. Does he still send you postcards from prison? Tell me I'm wrong. Prove me wrong.
Bray Wyatt says there's a special place in hell.
With people like us, maybe he's right.
I don't care. I'm not afraid.
I don't play games. This isn't a game to me. This is my life.
He wants to fix me.
He wants to make me whole again.
Start poking
and prodding at me.
People start getting their teeth knocked out.
I hear you screaming for help. Bring us together.
So on Survivor Series, Bray Wyatt will get
everything that he wants to be in this ring.
And I
will give Bray Wyatt a little family counseling.
In that moment, you are immortal. As long as my eyes are locked on you, you don't get to just wash your filthy hands away.
Your sins will stain you forever.
I don't need any saving.
Don't worry about saving yourself.
Salvation is at hand. Let me fix you.
Because I am the key to the light. She still cries for you.
So as we see, these are two volatile superstars that will do battle tonight at Survivor Series. But just how is Ambrose going to be ready to take on the Eater of Worlds? Well, we would see this past Friday on SmackDown in what he called the Dean Ambrose Survival Kit.
My mother hands me a $20 bill. She says, walk down to the store, give me a pack of cigarettes, some scratch-off lottery tickets. So I'm walking down the street. I run into a group of older guys. They want to know what I got on me. And they rough me up pretty good, and they take my $20 bill. I go home to my mom empty-handed. I tell her what happened. She opens up a drawer. She pulls out a pair of brass knuckles. She hands them to me, and she says, well, don't ever let it happen again. These brass knuckles are your survival kit. And I carry a survival kit with me everywhere I go to this day. My hands, my feet, my knees, my elbows, my head, my teeth. I'm a walking, talking survival kit, and I will bite, scratch, claw, punch and kick whatever it takes at Survivor Series. I'm going to break Bray Wyatt's nose and his teeth. He's never going to want to open his mouth again. I'm going to take this fist, and I'm going to bounce it off his skull over and over and over. And I'm not going to stop until both his eyes are swollen shut and my knuckles are bleeding. If Bray Wyatt wants to survive, all he needs in his survival kit is the ability to run.
It could have been different, man. You and I. We could have ruined the world. You changed all that. So instead, I am going to leave this cell. And then I'm going to leave you drowning inside a pool of your own filth, just like Daddy did.
Thanks for watching.
So as you see, you've got, once again, you know, nitroglycerin and whatever makes nitroglycerin explode. You've got vinegar and baking soda. You've got TNT and a fire. You have TNT and a fuse. These two elements are going to explode tonight in Survivor Series, but we're going to give it to Dean Ambrose because he is focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the crap out of Bray Wyatt. So, Bray, you better run. And you better not run anywhere because we're going to talk about the main event of Survivor Series, what we're all there to see, what is going to determine the fate of WWE right now. We have got a traditional Survivor Series match because, hey, that's what this show is all about, survival, and a traditional 5-on-5 Survivor Series tag team match. We're going to see a team of Team Cena that is comprised of John Cena, Dolph Ziggler, The Big Show, Eric Rowan, and Ryback against Team Authority, which is comprised of Mr. Money in the Bank, Seth Rollins, Corporate Kane, United States Champion Rusev, the World's Strongest Man Mark Henry, and the new Intercontinental Champion Luke Harper. Now, let's face it, the last year and a half thrown its weight around WWE and has made a lot of superstars' lives a living hell. But you don't got to take my word for it. Let's look at how these two teams came to meet tonight at Survivor Series.
The dawning of a new era.
Insolence will not be tolerated.
Anybody that defies our authority will grovel.
The authority does make or break careers.
Ladies and gentlemen, the future of the WWE, Seth Rollins.
What's best for business?
I'll scratch your back.
Sheamus is out! Rusev's won the United States Championship!
You scratch mine.
There's a world coming. It's called the future.
Oh, wait a minute! Mercury and Noble attacking Ziggler!
I'm a team player.
Oh, what a clothesline! Harper's the Intercontinental Champion! Oh my God, that's it! A pound stomp!
Just play ball with the authority.
Wait a minute! The boss is back!
See, I want that next generation to feel true power.
Power that you've earned!
What if we had something like this? Team Cena versus Team Authority. But if Team Authority loses, then they will no longer be in power.
Head high, protest line. Freedom scribbled on your sign.
Cena doesn't stand a chance. This little team he's got. We will fight, and we will win.
No. What if?
We are putting together the biggest, baddest, most dominant team in Survivor Series history.
do this in Survivor Series because we need those idiots out of power. They don't know what the hell is best for business. You do.
Every person you stepped on to get to the top, every single lie you destroyed, it's actually going to be pretty fitting that you spend the rest of your time in the WWE clean toilet.
As we saw this past Monday, John Cena delivered a very powerful message to the Authority when he attitude-adjusted Triple H through that table. However, this past Friday on SmackDown, Triple H retaliated with an even louder message.
There are only two people on the face of this planet that can do what Vince McMahon does. One is my wife, Stephanie. And you are standing in the ring with the other one. Without us, without the Authority, without my wife Stephanie, without me, this place has no future.
Okay, so if you win Sunday, what can we expect?
Well, that's the interesting question, isn't it? That is actually the real question, because that's what's going to happen when we win. What happens on Monday? You know, Cole, on Wednesday you did your weekly.com interview. You interviewed John Cena. He had an interesting answer to the question of, does he feel responsible for his team? I'd like for you to show that footage, but before you do, I would like to invite Team Cena to come out to the stage right now. I would like to invite Dolph Ziggler, The Big Show, Eric Rowan, and Ryback to come to the stage, because I would like them to hear John Cena's answer, and then I would like them and the whole world to hear my response to that.
As far as my teammates, I have given that a lot of thought, and I'm asking them to make a leap of faith. I understand that. I'm asking them to make an unpopular decision. I'm asking them, in essence, to put their livelihood on the line. I know that Stephanie McMahon and Triple H will know each person that stands by my side and hold that with vengeance. That's why we gotta win.
Wow. John Cena feels responsible for you. That's very nice of John. He feels responsible, and he is asking you to take a leap of faith to put it all on the line. Here's the thing. You better hope that John Cena's feelings are going to cover all of that, because you want to know what happens on Monday? When at Survivor Series you lose, and trust me, you will lose. On Monday, every single one of you are fired.
Tonight, and it's appropriate that rain is falling, because a storm of change is coming to WWE. And that will take place in the 10-man traditional Survivor Series tag team match. One team will lose its presence in WWE. However, you have two sides of that coin. If Team Cena wins, the Authority is no more. But if the Authority wins, four superstars, Harper, Big Show, Ziggler, Ryback, they are fired. And Triple H has vowed that following Monday, he will begin a plan to make John Cena's life in WWE a nightmare, to the point where John Cena will have no other choice but to quit. This rain that's falling right now is poignant in the atmosphere that will take place tonight's Survivor Series. You are going to see 10 men battle for the very fate of this industry, for the very fate of sports entertainment. Team Cena, Team Authority, only one can walk away the winner. But at what price? So before we go, we're going to give you guys one last look at the match card for tonight's awesome WWE Survivor Series pay-per-view event. It is going to be a rocket buster. And you don't have to look any further than the matches that are going to take place tonight. And there are probably going to be a whole bunch of more matches. This is what we have so far confirmed. We're going to see four teams duke it out for the WWE Tag Team Championship as current champions Golden Stardust defend against the Usos, Los Matadores, and the incredible team of Mizdow and The Miz. We got to give it to Golden Stardust. They have just been dominant since winning the championship at Night of Champions. And we look for them to retain their title tonight at Survivor Series. We're also going to be treated to a traditional Divas Survivor Series match as the team of Alicia Fox, Natalya, Naomi, and Emma will take on the team of Paige, Cameron, Summer Rae, and Layla. Now, these are Divas that are in one way involved with the hit show Total Divas. So, I guess you could say whoever walks away the winner will be the Total Divas Survivor Series team. So, We're actually looking forward to this matchup. We don't get to see the Divas in action a lot like this in WWE. But we're going to have to give the team Natalya because, hey, we're big Bret Hart fans. However, Paige's team looks pretty formidable as well. I see it come down to Natalya and Paige. And the matchup that everyone's going to be talking about tomorrow, Dean Ambrose against Bray Wyatt. Ambrose is psychotic. He's crazy. He will go to wherever it takes to beat Wyatt. Look for him to walk away the winner tonight. And last but not least, the 5-on-5 traditional Survivor Series elimination match against Team Cena and Team Authority. Remember, if Team Authority loses, they are out of power. They are kaput. Bye-bye. But remember, if Team Cena loses, Harper, or Rowan, Big Show, Ziggler, Ryback, come Monday, they're fired. John Cena's personal hell will begin that Monday. But we are going to stick behind Team Cena. We've been with him this far. We'll stay with him all the way. Well, unfortunately, guys, we are out of time for this installment of the Altitude Explosion. I want to thank you guys for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio. And, guys, get ready because Survivor Series, we're less than 2 minutes away. It's going to be big. It's all about survival. And it's all about the Survivor Series.